ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 8 चैप्टर एंटाइटल लॉर्ड कृष्णा शोस द यूनिवर्सल फॉर्म टेक्स्ट 40 किं स्वप्न एतद् उत देव माया किं वा मदीयो बत बुद्धिमोह अथो अमुष्यैव ममार्भकस्य य कश्चनोत्पत्तिकात्मयोग किम स्वप वी आर रीडिंग ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेशल एसी भक्तिदान स्वामी प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन मदर यशोदा बिगेन टू आर्ग्यू विथ हरसेल्फ इज दिस अ ड्रीम और इज इट एन इल्यूजरी क्रिएशन बाय द एक्सटर्नल एनर्जी हैज दिस बीन मैनिफेस्टेड बाय माय ओन इंटेलिजेंस Or is it some mystic power of my child? Purport. When Mother Yashoda saw this wonderful manifestation within the mouth of her child, she began to argue within herself about whether it was a dream. Then she considered, I am not dreaming because my eyes are open. I am actually seeing what is happening. I am not sleeping, nor am I dreaming. Then maybe this is an illusion created by Deva Maya. But that is also not possible. What business would the demigods have showing such things to me? I am an insignificant woman with no connections with the demigods. Why should they take the trouble to put me into Deva Maya? That also is not possible. Then Mother Yashoda considered whether the vision might be due to bewilderment. Then she started, I am fit in health. I am not diseased. Why should there be any bewilderment? It is not possible that my brain is deranged since I am ordinarily quite fit to think. Then this vision must be due to some mystic power of my son. As predicted by Garga Muni. Thus she finally concluded that the vision was due to her son's activity and not nothing else. Hare Krishna. So as usual, I need blessings of devotees so that I can speak something meaningful as a service. We find that here 10th canto, sweet, wonderful pastimes of Sri Krishna are being described. And Krishna in this particular pastime, he is opening mouth and he is showing hall of Brahmanda to his particular mother, Mother Yashoda. And in this particular verse, we find that Mother Yashoda is bewildered. Naturally, if we see something like this, we will be bewildered too. And Mother Yashoda was completely bewildered. Specially this exhibition was done by his own child. She loved her own child. And she treated Krishna as her own child only. She would feed Krishna milk. She would take care of all the necessities. She would bathe Krishna and so forth. Everything what a mother does to a child, same things was done by Mother Yashoda also to Krishna. And suddenly one fine day, Mother Yashoda was complained by cowherd boys, including Balram also, that Krishna has eaten dirt. Many times I have seen that even some small children like to even eat dirt. They scratch something and eat. And mothers are quite anxious because naturally it will be not good for their health. So cowherd boys were complaining to Krishna that Krishna has eaten dirt today. And Mother Yashoda was concerned. And she asked Krishna, what is the matter? Krishna says, no, no, no. They are liars. I have not eaten dirt. So then Mother Yashoda wanted to confirm. So she asked Krishna, then open your mouth. And Krishna, as an obedient child to the mother, then opened his mouth. And suddenly the scene completely changed. Where Mother Yashoda was finding Krishna as a small baby child, suddenly she was seeing the universal aspect, cosmic manifestations. She was seeing various stars, planets, mountains, rivers, fire, material elements, mode of goodness. And all these things she was seeing in the mouth of her own child. And she was completely bewildered. What is this happening? And after long bewilderment, Mother Yashoda was trying to contemplate, what is this matter? Is it a dream? Sometimes, suppose some unusual event takes place, we wonder, is it a dreaming? Let me pinch myself. No, it's not a dream, it's real. So Mother Yashoda was trying to find out whether it is a dream. So then she says, no, my eyes are open. It cannot be a dream. So then she thought that what can be the matter? Are demigods playing around with me and trying to put the Devamaya on me and I am seeing something in Devamaya? Then Mother Yashoda was thinking, I am simple lady of Vrindavan. Why should demigod will come and actually put their Devamaya on me? I am not a very influential person having some assets or so. So why they should do it? Then she thought that, is it that my health is not good and I am deranged in mind mentally to think properly? So she was wondering, my health is okay. My intelligence is functioning properly. So it is not that I am thinking something beyond. Sometimes somebody's mind is deranged. So they try to think something. Even somebody is too intoxicated for them to, many times they are in different world altogether. So Mother Yashoda was completely, she was thinking that nothing of that sort is with me. Then she trying to contemplate what can be the matter. And she recollected the word of Garga Muni, words of Garga Muni, and she understood that Garga Muni said that this child is not an ordinary person. He is a superhuman person. And she tried to think, yes, that is true. This is the potency of my own son. And suddenly, what affection as a mother she had for the child, it was turning into awe and reverence. This is something very, very special person. And her respect towards the child was coming out. And we know that Krishna doesn't like it. And Krishna closed that by covering of yoga maya. So Jiva is always in bewildered state. We find that in either Jiva is in material energy, external energy, or jiva is in spiritual energy. But in both the energies, the jiva is being controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if somebody wants to ascertain the true knowledge, he should actually take shelter of the words of Krishna or spiritual master. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there was a pastime where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the land of Vrindavan. So he went in Vrindavan and he was staying at Akrur Ghat. So many Brajavasis would come to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So at one day there was a tumultuous sound and Braj was saying that we have seen Krishna, we have seen Krishna. And in that state they came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what is the matter? So all the Brajavasis said, we have seen Krishna, we have seen Kaliya, we have seen the gems on the hoods of Kaliya, and we have seen Krishna dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. And since they are Brajavasis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't argue with them, just smiled, that's okay. And 3 consecutive days, they came and explained to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have personally seen Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's assistant was Balbhadra Bhattacharya. He was carried away by that statements. And then he requested Mahaprabhu that, can I go to see tonight Krishna? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very mildly slapped him. And he says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explain him, does in Kali Yuga Krishna personally come in manifested form? If not, that how can you accept it? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't very chastise. He says, you can go tomorrow. After one day you can go. And then next day, some gentlemen came. And they were explained from their side, only explaining to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that actually people were thinking that they were seeing Krishna, but actually they have not seen Krishna. What was the matter was that every night there would be a fisherman would go in the river, Yamuna, and do fishing. But it will be dark and he would be mounting on the boat. So boat is there inside the river and he has got a lantern to see around. And he is going to and fro in the boat. So people would assume boat is Kaliya. And the boat is shaking. So they would think that Kaliya is moving their hoods. He has got lantern, though they would say there's a shining jewel on the hood of the Kaliya. And then boatman was blackish and he would be on the boat and people will think that actually Krishna person is manifesting and dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. And this gentleman mentioned that people are foolish who are thinking like this. So people who came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that actually we have seen Krishna. But actually at the time, Goddess Saraswati was speaking through their mouth. They saw Krishna, but not at the in Yamuna River. They saw Krishna in front of them, but they could not understand it. So where they saw Krishna, Krishna was not personally manifesting. And where they are not seeing Krishna, Krishna is personally manifesting. So this is actually bewilderment. Conditioned soul cannot actually understand without the true knowledge actually what is actually real situation. Either the conditioned soul is in material energy or the same conditioned soul is in spiritual energy. In spiritual energy also we see that he is in complete control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything is under full control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has got unlimited potencies. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhumi Rapo Anulavayu Kham Mano Buddhi Evacha Ahankar Ityamme Bhinna Prakriti Astada. That means whatever external energy is there, unlimited external energy, is just insignificant energy, external energy of the Lord. And if you are shown a sample also of it, for us it is too much. Because Krishna's even little power, even insignificant power, can a bewildered, a conditioned soul completely. Suppose somebody is in a police department, suppose he's the head of the police department, and he has to deal with violence. He has to, in office, he's doing violence. And at home, he'll be a different person. And he may have small children also. Suppose sometimes his small son or small child little bit sees what his father is doing, sometimes beating the criminals and so forth. So they are really fearful and bewildered. So immediately father doesn't want son to see all these things. They just want in a nice environment where nothing of that sort is been, data has been given to the children so that they are happy. Similarly, Krishna also, to make the people of Vrindavan happy, he doesn't give much data. Even if he gives this data, he immediately covers it. So that otherwise, awe and reverence, as soon as Mother Yashoda saw some sort of this in Krishna's mouth, she was fearful. Because what we see, Krishna has beautiful Tribhanga Swarup. We are able to do service to Krishna. We can apply Chandan to the body of Krishna. It's very sweet. And on the other hand side, if Krishna shows his material energy, it is so fearful. It is beyond our conception. It is beyond our conception how powerful Krishna's material energy is there. And due to that reason, Krishna doesn't exhibit his material power in front of devotees much. Sometimes when it required, then only he displays it. Otherwise, especially in the land of Vrindavan, even if he exhibits his power, he exhibits his power in a very sweet way. So although people are seeing his power, still they feel that there is our baby child, Krishna, Gopal only, where we have to take care of the Gopal. You can imagine, like Krishna exhibited this universal darshan to Mother Yashoda. Today also there is a place as Brahman Ghat where Krishna exhibited this pastime near to Gokul. And Krishna immediately after this pastime, he immediately covered Mother Yashoda by Yogamaya because he didn't wanted it. So all those Krishna's energies unlimited, very fearful, we can't digest it. The same times Krishna gives us a sweeter picture only. For devotees in spiritual world, he gives very sweet picture. So devotees can reciprocate, loving gesture, exchange. He doesn't like to show his opulence as unlimited potency, proprietor of the unlimited potency. And all this potency are completely under the control of Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Brahma Samhita, Brahmaji prays Srishti Stiti Pralayas Sadhana Sakti Rekash. So that means all this creation, maintenance and destructions, everything is done by Krishna, and all this thing in direct, perfect direction of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nothing is beyond His control. That is a power. Like one time Srila Prabhupada was mentioning about picture, like the picture was about creation. And Prabhupada say that actually this is also Raslila. There is no difference between that and Raslila, because unless we understand how powerful Krishna is there, we generally give respect to a person who is very powerful. Very powerful. Suppose somebody is rich, they have got various opulences, we give respect. So similarly, unless we understand Krishna's power, how can we give him proper respect? So that's why even to read about the, say, pastimes about creation, generally people don't like to speak about creation. We can have pastimes where Krishna's sweet reciprocation is there. But when somebody seriously trying to understand creation, what creation is there, then is really surprised that how powerful Supreme Lord is there. It is beyond my conception. And naturally, like, then awe and reverence comes. And with awe and reverence comes, we can take devotional service with more attention. Generally, either somebody can take devotional service with attention, either the person has got love. If somebody has got love, then automatically he will take devotional service with attention. He'll be in full attention. And somebody who doesn't have love of Godhead, then he should have awe and reverence. If he doesn't have awe and reverence, then he cannot take devotional service with attention. It's why we say that when we worship Radha Gopinath, deity worship also, we do deity worship in the mood of Aishwarya. Like say, we treat deities as Lakshmi Narayan and worship the deities because we have to have Krishna in awe and reverence. Then only we can take various aspects of devotional service with attention. Otherwise, that attention will not come because most of us are not on the platform where we have got spontaneous love and we have spontaneously been absorbed. That is not there. Brajvasis like Mother Yashoda, they are absorbed. For them, all these things are not needed. But for us, all these things are needed to understand how powerful Supreme Personality of Godhead is there. Any person who sees this energy of Krishna, naturally such person will be fearful. Even he may be strongest man also. We find that Arjuna, he was strongest man. And a fighter where he defeated Kaurav Sena, so powerful person, went to heavenly planets and got so many blessings, met personally like Lord Shiva, so powerful person as Arjuna. And Arjuna desired to see this universal form. And Krishna as Bhakta Vatsal, he fulfills the desires of each living entity. Especially for his devotees, he notes each desire. Ki what my devotee is desiring? And he as a loving God, he wants to fulfill all the desires. So many times devotee explains, I just desired this and immediately I got it. Sometimes some devotee desired something. Even sometimes some devotee desired some food items. And immediately find that in the afternoon menu, that food item, same food item is there. So Krishna, so many devotees are desiring so many things. And Krishna is unlimitedly, he can solve all permutation combination in one stroke. Like we find various permutation and combination. There may be crores and crores of permutation combination, various combinations. And Krishna can very easily solve that arithmetics by very nicely, gently doing everything. So that is his Achintya Shakti. Suppose we are given, say, at a time, say, a dozen tasks. So we'll be bewildered. How can I do it at a time? And Krishna can do infinite tasks at a time. That's why when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes about glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he describes that Ananta Shesh also cannot describe the glories of Mahaprabhu's activities. And what to speak of that, me, I cannot describe even one moment's pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yet one moment, he does unlimited pastimes in just one moment. He says, whatever I am describing in Chaitanya Charitamrita is actually showing a direction only. I can't describe the activities. It's just in showing a direction what Mahaprabhu actually did. Prabhupada in one purport writes is that Krishna has got so many qualities where even if you crush the planet Earth and crush the planet Earth, you know, make it a fine powder. And even if, say, suppose scientists are able to count each atom or particle of that powder, but still they cannot count the qualities of Sri Krishna. Suppose you are given just, you powdered just one chandan only. Suppose you are given one chandan dabba only, crushed, powdered form. And he says, please count it, today's project. We can't count it. What to speak of chandan? Suppose if you are given rice also, that please count how many grains are there today. Take a clicker and count how many rice, this thing. We can't count that also. So suppose somebody, Prabhupada says, even if we count the various particle, all the planet Earth crust, still somebody cannot even count Krishna's unlimited qualities. So Krishnadas Kaviraj mentions that actually I am showing just a direction. So that's why unlimited Krishna has got unlimited spiritual qualities also. And his devotees are always captivated by his different qualities of Krishna. And due to that reason, there is unlimited ecstasy also. Unlimited varieties also in spiritual world. Like as we know, a famous pastime of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, where he was starting a newspaper on spiritual world. And somebody was surprised, how can you get so much information daily? So he says, in this material world, which is so small, and there you can find so much information to publish so many newspapers daily. So many newspapers are going on all over the world. Thousands and thousands of newspapers are going on. Morning, afternoon, evening newspapers coming out. So he says, spiritual world is infinite time bigger than just this planet Earth. So how much information will be there in spiritual world for a jiva to be completely captivated? So residents of spiritual world are completely captivated by Krishna's various qualities. And mainly, as I was mentioning about Arjuna, that Arjuna saw this universal form. And what was the effect on Arjuna? He was so fearful. He was in so much awe and reverence. It is beyond his conceptions what was there. Many times some gurus today, so-called gurus today, claims that we are Supreme Lord. I'm the same person. So simple question we can ask. Okay, my dear sir, we accept without any arguments. But as Krishna show Arjuna's universal form, please exhibit in front of me, I'll immediately accept it. And they cannot do. Sometimes they do. He says, take my picture, on my picture I can do. And with Photoshop they can paste the pictures and exhibit, this is my universal form. Then people, so-called foolish people, they accept also, oh, he is God. They don't know the potencies of God. How powerful is Supreme Lord? Unlimitedly powerful. His energy also is unlimited. Whatever we see, everything is created by Maya Dakshina Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Everything moving, non-moving, everything is being created by the Supreme Lord. Here, Mother Yashoda feels that, I feel I am having a dream. But jiva is always in the state of dream. In this material world also, we find that jiva have got many dreams. In human species, dream, 84 like species. And each species, the jiva is a dream. And why Srila Prabhupada calls it a dream? Because that is not real life. Throughout the life, a jiva passes through a dream. And all these dreams are actually a nightmare. All this we find that various life people live is actually a nightmare. Most of the time it is very ghastly, fearful, suffering. But people, they are not able to awake by the spiritual knowledge. People are just involved in the seeing their dream and pursuing their dream. What if somebody dies? Then the dream changes. Another dream comes. And this goes on. Chain of different dreams goes on. And jivas is horrified. Jiva is horrified to see all these dreams. But jiva cannot wake up till somebody wakes up. O Magyanti Mirandasa, like say, Guru comes and shakes, get up, get up. And somebody is fortunate enough, he will wake up. Suppose somebody is deep asleep and in seeing a nightmare, and somebody in the house may realize that he is having a nightmare, is a dream, and he may call in the ear, get up, and that person may get up. Similarly, spiritual master's words, by hearing these words and practicing these words, we can actually come out from this dream. And then we can go to the spiritual world. And in one way, spiritual world also, we have to remain under the internal energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we are 100% in control of Krishna. But in one control, we are having nightmares. And in another control, we are having happiness, joy, sweet reciprocation with unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead. And for Krishna to do, anything is not possible. He can give the chakshu to Arjuna and see Virat Rupa. He can give any of us chakshu and show Virat Rupa. He can show the whole spiritual world in just one stroke to a living entity. One time, one devotee asked Maharaj, that Maharaj, we are chanting since so many years, and we don't get even one glimpse of darshan of Krishna also, like we hear so many past times. And is it going to happen till death? What is going to happen? So Maharaj replied to him, Radhanath Swami Maharaj replied to him, is that it can happen that whole life you may be struggling. And just before you leave body, Krishna may show the whole spiritual world to you. And although our body may be like very tough, painful situation. Suppose some devotee may be leaving his body may be paining and so many diseases will be there. But it can happen that that devotee have some reciprocation of Krishna and he may be in ecstasy. What we may see is suffering, like one picture was there of Srila Prabhupada, where Prabhupada was very grave, stern look. So that devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, in this particular picture, why you are so serious? Prabhupada said there was a moment of ecstasy. So we cannot understand the spiritual formula. And Krishna is merciful. He shows only sweet part to us. So that in devotees we find that they are always having sweet reciprocation. He doesn't show his part of energy. Suppose if Mother Yashoda sees Mahavishnu lying on the ocean of milk, and he understands that my baby child is same Mahavishnu, then how she can feed milk to Krishna, where so much milk is just lying around, just and around Mahavishnu. So Krishna, like suppose we may sit on computer and do some, say, program. Somebody sit on, say, run the Microsoft, and some do Google search. It is very sweet. You just type something and you type ISKCON Desire Tree, and ISKCON Desire Tree will come. Or you want some information on, say, Jaipataka Swami, and information about that will come. Such a nice, wonderful way, sweet. You just type and it will come. What a partial of what Krishna does. Krishna also, somebody desires and Krishna fulfills. Okay. Somebody desires, somebody can see some spiritual data on, say, computer, or he can see material data also on computer. Whatever he desires, it will display to partially what Krishna does. Similarly, Krishna also does similarly. Suppose somebody desires spiritual, he gives spiritual. Okay. Somebody desires material information, he provides that also, material things. So it is very sweet. But if somebody sees the program of, say, Microsoft or, say, all these programs, he'll be bewildered. These programs, he cannot understand head or tail. Suppose, especially that program is in machine language, actually, all these programs ultimately into machine language or machine can understand. And if you are given that chart, we'll be completely bewildered. We can't understand head or tail. What is there? But in front of comes some us, some different picture comes. So similarly, these I show little, but similarly Krishna's potency is unlimited. But in front of us, he gives a very different picture. Where a devotee can very nicely apply chandan. They apply chandan to the body of Krishna. They can see today Krishna is this particular form. This particular form, Krishna is having flute. And they can discuss about the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Krishna is eating butter and so forth. But behind this, Krishna's energy is unlimited. Unlimited. And Krishna can do unlimited. He is, as I mentioned, he is Brahma Samhita. It is mentioned that Sarva Karana Karanam. That means behind everything, there is hand of Krishna. And for him, nothing is impossible. Once Advaita Acharya desired to have darshan, to see the Virat Roop, which Arjuna saw. Krishna tells to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita that nobody ever will see this form which I am showing you. Then Advaita Acharya desired that I want to see this Virat Roopa. And he was in his house. And very strangely, Mahaprabhu showed this Virat Roop in the small house. How it can happen? In a small house, whole Virat Roop is there. Unlimited. With so many mouths, some mouth water is coming out, some mouth unlimited fire is coming out. Very fearful and so forth. And Mahaprabhu just in one room showed the Virat Roop. And the climax was that seeing that Advaita Acharya was happy. Actually, it's Mahavishnu. He was happy to see it. And then he started to dance and Virat Roop also started to dance. You can imagine with so many mouths, so many hands, millions of mouths, a Virat Roop is dancing, it will be such a sight. So for Krishna to perform anything is not impossible. He can do anything. And it depends on him. Like, Akrura was there. He was going to, he was taking Krishna and Balram to Mathura. And he came to a particular place at the bank of Yamuna. And Krishna and Balram were sitting on the chariot, pleasing, smiling. And Akrura was inspired to take Yamuna bath because it is very glorious. So he went inside Yamuna to take bath. And inside Yamuna, he saw Krishna and Balram. So he was bewildered. I just saw them outside. How can they be inside? So in bewildered state, he came out. And again he saw Krishna and Balram outside on the chariot. They are smiling. So he said, then what is inside? Then he again went inside to see. So at that time, not only Krishna showed him Krishna and Balram form, he showed him Mahavishnu form also. Krishna became Mahavishnu and Balram became Sheshnag with thousands of hoods. And on the Sheshnag, Mahavishnu just lies down. And he saw all these saintly people like Narada, Four Kumaras and other saintly people coming, offering obeisances and prayers. So Akrura was really bewildered for some time. And then he understood that this is Krishna's potency. So Krishna, when he shows his potency, a person is completely bewildered. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came to Akrura Ghat, he also wanted to see this darshan. What? Akrura saw. So he jumped inside the Yamuna river. And for a long time, he was not coming out. So Balbhadra Bhattacharya was in anxiety. That what is happening? So he pulled out Mahaprabhu's beautiful golden body. Mahaprabhu was unconscious, seeing that darshan, his own potencies. And then Balbhadra Bhattacharya was bewildered, like he was wanted Mahaprabhu's safety. So Krishna can do unlimited things. He can switch material energy to spiritual energy to material energy in 1 second. Here a beautiful painting by Haridas Thakur Prabhu, where Jharikhand animals are there. And they are in completely an external energy when Mahaprabhu visited forest of Jharikhand. And just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu desired that love of Godhead should be given to these animals. And Mahaprabhu told them, chant Hare Krishna. And all these animals started to chant Hare Krishna. And they were directly from external energy to spiritual energy. Immediately. Love of God had given in moment. They were crying. We find that say a tiger is embracing a deer. Where you find that even most creative director will also not think something like this. That a tiger is coming near, say, deer, and rather than they are fearful, they are embracing, tears are coming out, and they are kissing each other. Nobody can think such a thing. And that is Krishna can shift immediately from material energy to spiritual energy. As a sadhaka, we should always serve Krishna very nicely, so ultimately we can remain in his spiritual energy also, although we may remain in material world. Prabhupada says this, all these places are like my spiritual, part of the spiritual world. Like example is given, like spiritual embassy. So even say, suppose place like US, they may have embassy over here, but their laws of all the rules of America, US will apply in that particular embassy. So similarly, this temple are like spiritual embassy, part of the spiritual world. So although it is in Seven KM Munshi Mark, but the rules are of spiritual world. Because it is completely spiritual world, where we are given entrance by the grace of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So we are always grateful to him and his followers. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Will end here. Jai Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jai Krishna. Anand.